This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to episode 1434 of Hard Factor. It is Friday, April 5th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. On today's show, Mark's got a lightning round, including, of course, cicadas to lead us off.
Did we just fucking have them?
Oh, brother. Pat, you are not going to like the update.
Well, some of them are annual. Some of them are like...
I'm not going to bring the lead. Right. The blue and the brown is what we're getting this year. Where is that?
Right on, Pat. I don't know, buddy. Right by Chicago.
Pat's getting 2 trillion cicadas.
Okay. That's the most... It's cicada getting because it's got the 17-year plus the other ones. Yep. So, yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Largest though, since 1800.
Those immigrants are going to know how to cook those cicadas real nice.
Delicious.
Right? Wes, you're just increasingly more racist as of late.
This is like, as he ages, you know, he's like a fine wine.
Less drunk,
I'm just trying to look at the bright side for you. You're going to have some.
Thanks, buddy.
Imagine all those soccer balls rolling over the cicadas. They're going to crush them.
The cicada grill going.
They're going to know what to do with those things.
I mean, you've never seen a spin of a soccer ball. Unless you've seen the spin of a soccer ball.
Get a little skate ball court.
Exactly.
Get a little cicada grill.
English on it.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be fantastic. Well, anyways, we'll talk about it more in the lightning round. I've got all the latest lab news, just all the stuff people are cooking up in labs these days. Tell you about it. You know,
beautiful.
Can be exciting.
Sure, it's great.
Terrifying, all that. Wes has the latest hilarious plane meltdown for us.
Here's a little taste.
Whoa, that's fake. Upset. That's like a horror movie.
She's like a rubber chicken.
What?
She kind of does look like a rubber chicken.
She's so upset. Yeah.
That's a real photo?
Oh, yeah, the video, yeah. Wow. I mean, yeah, you'll hear it. You'll hear the whole thing.
Can't wait for that. And then Pat's got the largest cash heist ever in California.
That's right. The most populous state. Largest cash heist ever. Absolutely insane. We're going to talk heist movies too.
Hell yeah, dude. What? Well, patreon.com/hardfactor for 3 ad-free shows every week, bonus shows. But we got a huge show today. So you guys want to do it?
Yeah, let's go.
Last show of the week. All right, well, everyone stay away from open fields and get out of the water now because...
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt, and I do not apologize for that.
Yeah, got a little lightning round for you. First up, we have an April Fool's joke gone wrong, which we did talk about that on patreon.com/hardfactor this week. Those were personal stories. Well, it happened in the news this week. Meet Nigerian Afrobeat star musician Davido. You know what Afrobeats is? You know Davido?
Yeah, Afrobeat, baby.
It's like a style.
Afrobeats?
Yeah, it's like a style of music from mainly Nigeria, Western Africa. It's kind of like,
okay.
Yeah.
It grows bigger than that. A lot of Afrobeat in France. There's a big Afrobeat festival in Brooklyn in France.
African techno.
I think it's called Afrobeat.
Yeah. Sort of. I listened to some of DeVito. It's got like, you know, different
rhythm centered.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Pretty good. He's pretty good. And DeVito's a big star. He gets numbies, as the kids say, on Spotify and YouTube. He's got like, you know, like 15 million followers on X, and his songs are in the hundreds of millions
on Spotify. So he's like one of the biggest celebrities in the whole country.
Yeah, he's an international star. He's like,
yeah. So he might be the biggest thing in the.
He's like approaching Bad Bunny.
It's Bad Bunny.
He's the Bad Bunny of Africa.
Right.
Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny.
he also He also gets pranked on April Fool's, most recently by a powerful K24-owned Kenyan news station who said he had been arrested on April 1st for having a shitload of cocaine on his private jet he was flying around on his East African tour. A little East versus West prank.
Okay. That was a prank? That was an April Fool's on him?
Yeah, he wasn't arrested. He didn't get caught with cocaine.
Kenyan but the new, media
Yeah, the news station reported that?
Yes, as an April Fool's joke.
That's such terrible April Fool's. That's amazing. It's so dangerous.
Yeah. Oh yeah, very dangerous. It endangered this man. This man, you know, dearly. But what a joke! I mean, the editor or like the producers there just let him fly with that. We're like, okay, they we're gonna do a fake cocaine bust story about our biggest celebrity.
Well, it's East versus West.
I hate the Beatle.
Yeah, because East is Kenyan. He's West. He's Nigerian. So it's a little Kenyan pranking Nigerian action. You see?
Okay.
Yeah,
East Africa versus West Africa.
Yes. Oh, I see.
Prank war.
But the broadcast goes across both nations?
Oh, it went viral. Everyone was like, you're a cokehead, DeVito. And it's believable because most incredibly rich, successful R&B singers nose take. You know, they partake with the nose. It was believable, so everyone believed it. So he's pissed because everyone was calling him a cokehead and laughing at his fake arrest online. And now he's planning on suing. He even took
win that.
He took.
Yeah, it's slander. I mean,
suing in what, Nigerian court?
I guess.
Is there an international court for slander? Is it?
Was last time they had a coup over there, man? Like, you gonna go to the courts with this one?
He's suing the Kenyans, though.
Oh, the Kenyans. Right, the Kenyans are pretty together.
Kenyans got deep pockets.
Kenyans got it together.
Yeah. So he's pissed. So he took to X and was like, I've never been arrested in my life. This is bullshit. I'm going to sue him. I know it's April Fool's, but this is just incredibly irresponsible and reckless, blah, blah, blah. And right. So people are commenting on that. And they're like, here's one comment from @AfroBeats. And he says, my brother, we were snorting cocaine on that PJ like we were going down and had to get rid of weight. Let it slide.
Okay. So DJE is just like, he's like a Kenyan who loved the joke, but he also loves DeVito and Afrobeats. So.
He is, or he's me on a fake tweet website. But so we will see what happens. Apparently the parent station to the Kenyan news station, K24, has some deep pockets. So maybe he's just looking for a settlement.
I love that April Fool's is. I always thought April Fool's was just like a stupid American thing that people do. But I mean, it's fantastic that everyone's, you know, even Kenya and
they love it.
Are getting into it.
They love it a little too much.
Global language.
This is going to cost them quite a bit.
April Fool's.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's pretty reckless. Everyone believed it, you know?
Everybody. But DeVito, you said, fell for an April Fool's. Did he really fall for it? Or he just was a victim.
The victim. He's just mad because
malicious
now,
April Fool's.
I mean, like, regardless of his statement and the retraction from the Kenyan news station saying it's April Fool's, like, you know, there's millions of people out there that think he's a cokehead. Like,
it's just such a weird, it's so outside of the bounds of a normal April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's very, it's going to stick. I mean,
I think what stuck is DeVito into one of the news editor's wives or something like that. You know, that seems personal.
Well, does Kenya have their own Afrobeat star that they would prefer was more famous than DeVito?
Well, I don't know. Again, potentially, Pat, mostly West Coast is Afrobeats, but I don't know. Probably.
DeVito's got a case. I got to add him to the Spotify list.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Next, that coked up guy is great. Next, we have probably the only porch pirate I've ever rooted for. Check out this video that apparently is not staged of a creative thief.
We start with bizarre video out of North Sacramento tonight. A person hiding inside a trash bag just to steal a small package. Good evening. I'm Laura Painter.
And I'm Chris Thomas. It's something you have to see to believe. Just take a look. There you see that person covered in a trash bag taking that small package from this doorstep in Glenwood Meadows. ABC 10's Will Clary spoke to the homeowner tonight about this caught on camera moment.
I was at work and I received the notification on my phone that I had a package. And when I got home, I didn't see the package.
Good thing. He caught it all on camera.
So I see the bag coming to my door.
Unreal. A porch pirate in a trash bag.
At first, I thought they were messing with me. But when I got home, I see no package. I look around and I couldn't find the package. So I know somebody took it.
He stole my cicada crock pot.
Yeah, my cicada spices are gone.
Jesus Christ, dude. They're not eating cicada. They're a dog.
You made a joke, too. Shut up.
I love that guy's explanation. He needed to prove that somebody took it. He had it on video.
And that guy's awesome. The news was trying to make a big deal of it.
So that's how I knew that somebody had taken it.
He was like, it wasn't that expensive, so I didn't care. And they're like, you're taking this in stride. You must have a good sense of humor. He's like, yeah, I got a pretty good sense of humor.
I mean, that's hilarious. Yeah. Unless it was like a wedding ring. I mean, you got to chalk that up to hilarious.
Why not wear a mask?
Right, Pat, because that dude has some balls, and I'm walking around in a low visibility, no way to defend yourself when the homeowner, a dog, or a nosy neighbor rolls up on you and beats your baggity ass, like, bag.
Look, because sometimes people will get identified by the sweatshirts they're wearing, the pants they're wearing. Like, they got nothing on this guy.
Just shoes, that's it.
but
it's shoes. So dangerous for him, too, though.
I mean, how fit is this dude, bro? Like it's a
contract.
He was essentially crab walking, but he was low. He wasn't at full extension.
What if it was a child?
It could have been a child.
Could be a small dude. Yeah.
Or a small man. I mean, he would deserve the ass beating, but that's by far the coolest Porsche Pirate, of which there are none.
It's funniest Porsche Pirate video.
Funniest Porsche Pirate.
Yeah. By far.
He's in a trash bag. All right. And finally, bad news for the East Coast and Midwest. Cicada get in. We mentioned it before. We talked about the top of the show. It's the largest emergence of cicada since 1803. It's happening right now or tomorrow or very soon this spring. It's happening. Well,
they're emerging.
Can you hear them, Pat?
Dude, okay. But what the fuck, dude? Like, I remember in 2004... Right.
Yeah.
We all had the summer of the cicadas, and then I didn't hear shit about them until 3 years ago when they came back every 16 years or whatever. And
well,
then
you have
back
different
again.
Cicadas now. I don't think they're not all the 17 year cicadas. There's
no. There's here. I'll pull up the map again, and if you see on the bottom right, it's hard to read, but they're different broods because they're called broods.
That's it.
Yeah. The brood 19 is the 13 year cicada coming out right now. And that's the biggest one of all the broods. And then the brood 13 is the 17-year cicada, which is very confusing because the 13-year cicada is not named.
Really
brood 13.
Didn't go. Yeah. Very stupid with the naming.
Why didn't they just name them after the years they come out? But there's like there's like 12 different year cicadas. There's like the 5-year, the 7-year, the 13-year, the 17-year. The 13-year is by far the biggest. And the 13-year, I think 17 is one of the biggest. The 13-year and 17-year haven't come out at the same time since 1803. They have red eyes, these cicadas that with the broods. That's how you can tell the difference because there's an every year cicada.
That's how you know they're delicious.
Yes. Yeah. There's an every year cicada that comes out that has green eyes. So you're probably like, oh, I hear cicadas every year. You probably do. That's a cicada with green eyes. They're just cicadas. These brood motherfuckers, these aliens, these freaks, these weirdos come out of the ground at different times. And the two biggest ones are coming out with the regular cicadas. So
crunchy shells.
Midwest is fucked.
It's chocolate.
Yeah.
They do fuck dogs up because dogs be eating some cicadas, Doug.
And what they do is they make their farts smelly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but I can mess their tummies up too.
People eat cicadas. People, we knew a lot of people that ate cicadas back in
the
summer of 2004.
No, when check this out.
The reason I made the cicada joke, Pat, is because one time on my way to I think it was the Preakness in Baltimore when the cicadas were out, and there was a family of Latinos selling cicadas that they had cooked up. They were just selling it like on the street. They were
and Wes thought typical.
Yeah,
it's a gag. Like,
no, they were just selling them. I think they might have been chocolate covered. I think they were just they were out there, man.
Sounds good. I haven't seen whites selling cicadas, but I've seen them eating them for sure.
This is bigger than the total eclipse. Some nerds are saying.
Can you imagine that? No, it's also happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Total eclipse plus cicada getting. I mean. That's
the cicadas are gonna get you during the total eclipse. Yeah,
dude. Apparently, some animals deal with the eclipse is a big deal on animals, right? Like they can sense shit like happening. It stresses them out. Some animals deal with the stress by just fucking.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, dude. If you were before the internet, if you lived before books and the internet, and you didn't know what was happening this summer, and it was cicada getting plus the total solar eclipse, and you were right in the middle of all of it, you would go crazy and start fucking everything too. You would do whatever you wanted.
Well, imagine waking up from like a long coma on the afternoon of April 8th and like the lights go dark in the afternoon and you just hear right. a billion cicadas, you're like, yeah. oh fuck.
What about the guy that sees demon faces on yeah. on that
right.
day?
Oh,
it's the end. It's the end, brother. You yeah. just got to start doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like,
imagine how rich you could get if back in the day as a like a religious charlatan.
Oh, yeah. on this day, it would be the best. Oh,
just seeing the cicadas and the fucking. And well, I mean, religious charlatans are always making predictions of something vague happening, yes. but you could point to it big time.
April 8th is the big one.
And then the money comes in.
Yeah, how come we haven't heard of any cults talking about April 8th? Some other fun cicada facts besides dog farts.
You'll hear about them on April 8th, buddy.
Cicadas can pee with more velocity than any animal in the animal kingdom, including humans and elephants, making Mark Wahlberg's character from The Other Guys proud. And they also easily get infected by a cicada STD that turns them into horny zombies. And Wes, hit us with that song that you got laid with, please.
We are the cicadas, and we come up underground every 17 years, and we make a lot of noise.
It's a beautiful song. That got Woo. You laid?
Yeah, it got me laid.
Hell Summer of 04. Yeah.
With a minor.
Time. Yeah, with a minor.
Whoa.
No, it's legal in Virginia, technically.
That was gold, Wes. You
didn't know it at the time.
It's all good.
Didn't know at the time, also, that you could have mixed the lyrics up. You could have said 13 years, 17 years.
She was 1 year for every year those cicadas come out. That was gold, Wes. You know what else is gold?
Yeah.
Gold, which you can get plenty of from our sponsor, Noble Gold Investments. Few investments make a better long-term hedge against inflation, depression, and economic downturns than precious metals like gold and silver, right?
Yeah, that's true.
No.
Yeah. Plan for the inevitable and protect your retirement savings with a gold-backed IRA from Noble Gold Investments, or get that solid gold delivered to you. So Noble Gold Investments is the gold IRA company that Americans trust because the founders of Noble Gold have more than 20 years of combined experience in buying gold and silver, and they have secured more than $1 billion in precious metals for their clients. So, hedge against inflation, economic downturn, defense, great tax advantages, you know, invest in safe haven assets like gold and silver. It's stability in the chaos, and the government can't print more gold. They just can't. They can print a ton of money, but they can't print more gold. And like I said, there's two ways you can get your gold from Noble Gold Investments. You can choose between a tax-advantaged gold IRA or have a physical gold delivered to your door, which is probably the cooler way to do it. Noble Gold Investments ensures a seamless and easy transaction. Invest in something you can hold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor to get started. Don't wait. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor.
Get in there. All right. All the latest laboratory news up next. Being in the lab can be great, guys. It can also go terribly wrong. One test makes electricity. The next test accidentally releases a pandemic onto the world. It's an exciting, potentially terrifying place, the laboratory. Laboratory.
No whammies.
That's where Dre makes his hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Lab. You could be in the lab with a pen and a pad as well. But here's all the latest lab news, worst to best, okay? Worst lab news of the day. The New York Post is reporting that scientists in labs have recently confirmed that the new bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse, they say, than COVID. And as you can see there, they've tested it in labs with the vials and whatnot.
Where did they come up with that number?
100 times worse? It's just what they're saying. They're saying that's it. It's because it's more deadly. And if it could spread as bad, it would be worse, right? More dead.
So no more eggs ever. Because your last headline was like they culled all the chickens.
No, it's not like that. Well, they are culling a lot of chickens over it. But the H5N1 avian flu has been spreading among birds since at least 2020. And now it's making its way to livestock and humans. And so far, it's killed about 50% of the very few humans that it has, infected that have contracted it. So hopefully that number of, deaths drops sharply if it becomes more transmissible among humans. Right now, you have to, work inside of ducks and cows to get it. But, hopefully not more.
How does it spread? Like spit?
Like the flu. It's a flu. Bird flu.
I mean, you know how people got mad, like, if someone came to a wedding or whatever, when the early days of the pandemic, They had COVID. If you show up with a bird flu, that's
or with
that's
a bird,
tough
bro, with a bird? Sick live bird that's coughing,
yeah, putting the whole fucking wedding at risk.
It's a bad look.
A bird chicken with the sniffles.
Yeah. Well, it's in livestock too now, so watch out, cows. They're having a yeah. So it's just another animal flu jumping up to the big leagues. You know, so, fun stuff. It's not from the lab, but labs tested this one.
I mean, is it going to happen this time? Because I feel like I've heard about the bird flu epidemic for many, many years.
Just about right, as much as
bird
cicadas.
Bird flu, cicadas, mad cow, swine flu. Those are all kind of the standards, right? That could be the next.
Right.
It could be 100 times.
Is it going to kill us this time or what?
I haven't tooted my own horn on this in a long time, but I called COVID. I'm not worried one iota about the bird flu.
Well, it's beautiful.
It ain't going to happen.
That is good news for everybody. And speaking of COVID and labs making animal viruses more transmissible to humans, Dr. Peter Daszak, this guy right here, of EcoHealth Alliance, who was carrying out NIH-funded coronavirus research at the Wuhan lab in Wuhan, China in 2019 and before, he's finally going to be testifying at a public congressional hearing on May 1st. So pretty good to, you know, finally be hearing from almost certainly the godfather of COVID-19 after all this time.
He had a full head of hair before.
No, he's always been bald and looking like a guy who may have leaked COVID and then tried to hide from everybody.
Can they just Goodfellas him and he shows up to an empty room and they just shoot him in the head?
A lot of people probably wish that was the case. No, it's just an open congressional hearing, Mark. The guy, though, the reason people want to talk to him, he was using the now infamous lab in Wuhan and taking coronaviruses from bats and putting them into humanized mice at the birthplace of COVID-19 when it broke out. And, you know, that's all, you know, actually, you know, tracked on government signed and sealed papers there. So this guy is a laboratory legend. Good to finally be hearing from him about what went down there at the old Wuhan laboratory, you know. There he is. You see him right there in front of the lab, driving, trying to avoid the media. There.
So he's the guy.
He's still over there, huh?
Pretty much, Wes. Yeah.
Wow. Fauci was the guy.
Well, Fauci was the one who signed the contract that funded that project. So, best lab news of all, though, the U.S. Department of Energy's Princeton Plasma Physics Laboratory, PPPL, they pioneered a new design for a type of nuclear fusion machine called a MUSE Stellarator. Okay. And what this does, it makes nuclear fusion possible with regular old permanent magnets. So it's the first time ever that anybody has developed a, you know, potentially usable nuclear fusion model using permanent magnets. And so
look at these two virgins.
Well, for now. When they make, you know, cheap energy for everybody.
Are you a virgin if you fuck your partner?
You mean those two?
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
You fuck your mentor, you mean?
That's what I mean, yeah.
Oh. I thought you meant they were fucking the Muse machine. I wouldn't put that past.
No, I mean, anymore. Things get romantic if you work after hours, close quarters.
And look at this thing's like a nice cylindrical. It's got some curves to it. Anyways,
it's like adding nuclear energy then.
Well, we
saying.
Did it. What should we do now? Well, we're both virgins.
Mm-hmm. Let's fuck it. I mean, it is beautiful. If they could scale the model to contain a fusion reaction that's held in place by the magnetic fields using regular permanent magnets instead of electromagnets or electric currents, it would represent a huge cost and resource burden reduction for the future of much cheaper and more efficient nuclear energy, because nuclear fusion, you know, is just that naturally. We just don't have anything that could contain the plasma yet. So
I feel like magnetism's always been the solution.
Well, and with magnetism being now tied to black holes more, it makes a lot of sense.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like the universe and magnetism is kind of right there.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's the latest in labs, bad to worst. And if it gets cheap enough to make, you know, nuclear fusion reactors with permanent magnets you can find at home, I may even have to start a little side hustle making nuclear reactions if it's cheap enough. And for that laboratory of one business, I'd be a fool not to use Collective to handle my tax filings. Collective, Tax season is here, which means more paperwork and more headaches for your business of one. But you don't have to handle it alone this year. Let Collective take care of all your tax and accounting needs and see how you could save with thousands with an S-Corp election. Collective is the all-in-one financial solution for self-employed entrepreneurs that specializes in S-Corp elections. Let Collective handle your taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll for a fraction of the cost of a CPA. And if your business of one is making at least $60,000 in profit annually, then you could be missing out on thousands in tax savings every year just by not having your taxes filed correctly. With Collective, the S-Corp tax election is saving its members an average of $10,000 per year. Huge savings just in time for tax time. Right now, Collective is waiving the onboarding fee when you go to collective.com/hardfactor and tell them Hard Factor sent you. That's a $199 value waived in a full year of S-Corp savings when you go to collective.com/hardfactor and tell them Hard Factor sent you. That's collective.com/hardfactor and tell them Hard Factor sent you.
Nice.
Who sent you?
Hard Factor.
I've got perhaps the best plane meltdown video I've ever seen. And, you know, preface this, this woman is probably mentally ill. So, you know, I'm going to be sympathetic to that.
Yeah, that's what stinks about this one is normally like getting on a plane, it's expensive. It's a barrier of entry, right? Mm-hmm. Where like usually the meltdown is someone who you can laugh at because it's hard to like afford things if you're like a certain level of crazy, you know, but yeah, someone might have bought the ticket for her.
I mean, she was wearing jewelry. It looks like she had a nice outfit on.
Yeah,
she
just because you're crazy doesn't mean you don't have money. That's one thing I've learned in life.
She looks like she's an invasion of the body snatchers.
True, but she could still have money. You never
it
know.
Was in Vegas, so maybe she just got done taking a trip. So, you know, yeah, she might be a little bit crazy. I don't know how crazy, but I'm just going to play you the clip because, well, first I'm going to show you some of the still images again, just to kind of wet your whistle. Here's that rubber chicken. That rubber chicken.
Here's what's another. That?
Did she get punched?
No. She did not get punched at all.
Look at that angle. That's
very
that's really
dramatic.
Weird. So that's a point of view. Put that picture back up. That's a point of view, right? Because you can see a hand on a phone in the bottom of the frame filming her.
Yes.
Her looking at the person filming. Who took that picture?
Dude, a genius.
Yeah, here's another angle.
Ansel Adams? Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the cops were enjoying it because this guy looks like he's smiling at her as they're
if you saw
off.
That in person, the way she's looking, like the way she's screaming, it's like you don't get to see a full-grown person having a toddler tantrum.
No, this is a toddler tantrum for sure. So
you could stick three cocks in that mouth.
I don't know why she was getting taken off the plane in the first place. Maybe it's because she was acting in a similar manner that she is when they try to take her off the plane, and they were like, we got to get this fucking lady off the plane. But anyway, here's the video.
Let this go. Can I do that with freedom? All I care about is freedom. Okay. That's fine. I've been there before. I'm not scared. I have fucking been there before.
Whoa,
this man. Dick is hurting my elbow. It's hurting my wrist.
Huh?
You're hurting me, Sheriff.
She's like a community theater actor.
Right.
A little bit. A little bit hammy.
I can't breathe. What?
She's standing up.
People are laughing. Even the sheriff's laughing.
They're all cracking up. Yeah. The plane this people are cracking up.
So, fuck,
incredible.
Dude.
Did she end with saying this is George Floyd? Is that what she said?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she said that?
She said
that's
something.
That's what I caught at the end of this is George Floyd. Video.
I ripped it right from TikTok, Mark.
No, I just was like, didn't cut in and out. Maybe
I was laughing. Oh. I was laughing with her, and if that's what she said at the end, wow, she, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but then of course everyone on the comments started, you know, saying this is a problem with flying, and this is why I don't fly anymore. This is why I take road trips. Blah 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 blah. But I mean, that's just a once in a lifetime meltdown that these people got to see on Southwest.
They were all cracking up. They were having a great time. Everybody else on the plane was loving
Spirit.
It.
I mean, sorry, she, Spirit.
Spirit.
Oh, she's so nuts. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Forgive me.
It's in-flight entertainment for Spirit.
Yeah. I mean, this is what you talk about the entire flight. Now you have a conversation. It's just a conversation starter.
You're ordering a couple
the
drinks
hockey game
now.
That does the wild dances.
Yeah. 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 I imagine everyone got free drinks.
Yeah. Everybody's getting the DirecTV and drinks after that. That's awesome.
Well, if you fly Spirit, you want to have a story about a flight. So you
this is why also, you fly Spirit.
Yeah.
Spirit too. They set people up like this because the cheaper the flight on Spirit, the more insane stops you have to make. So like she could have been, you never know. She's on Spirit. She could have been flying for like 25 hours, five stops, because she wanted to pay like $47 to get somewhere. So
until she had a freak out.
I don't know. She might have been drunk. She mentally unwell. She might have lost all of her money in Vegas. Who knows? Pretty good meltdown.
Pretty good.
Sick.
That's all I got today.
No, it's good. Yeah. Any other details? Name or she was?
Nope. They didn't provide that.
Oh, that's nice of him. That's nice of him. Not
to... You want to know her name?
No, I don't. I'm more like I don't know. We didn't know much about Gomas until she finally came out.
Let's get this lady on the pod. You think she'd be willing?
Yeah, she'll do the pod. She'll do the pod. She's out there warning about the cicadas and the eclipse right now somewhere.
Dude. She's going to swallow a few cicadas if she keeps opening
her
mouth like
her.
That.
Can we find out where the epicenter of cicadas and eclipse is? Like, the most cicadas at the time of the eclipse, and then we should get her right there.
She could be the world record for putting marshmallows in your mouth. How open she can get that puppy.
Yeah.
I just like to see her in that environment. You know?
I mean, she's so surprised. But that is what community theater is like. It's really bad acting. Guys, absolutely insane heist took place in Los Angeles, and I fucking love a good heist. We were talking about, before the show started, great heist films. Wes was talking about how now that he's sober, it's like he can go watch movies for the first time. And isn't it sweet? Because you might have watched it drunk, sensed it was good, don't remember it, so you can go back and enjoy it for like you never watched it before, right?
That's right.
One of those flicks we were talking about is Heat, right? One of the greatest heist movies of all time. Bank heist movie. Great other bank heist movies. Point Break. Does anyone else want to share a favorite heist movie?
Inside Man.
Inside Man's very
Point
good.
Point Break is my favorite, but The Town is also pretty good.
Love Ooh, the fucking Banquet. Town. Affleck as a director, way underrated.
Yeah, I think he nominated, and so was Homeboy.
For Argo, he won.
He didn't win, but he was nominated.
Anyway, fun fact, you know the movie Heat? It was made by Michael Mann in 1981, right, Mark? Same exact movie, titled Thief, same exact script, apparently not great, remade it into Heat, awesome movie if you haven't seen it, but let's talk
another
about...
Another one, recent one, Hell or High Water.
Hell or High Water, great heist movie.
Great one, yeah.
Great, oh, Taylor Sheridan's breakout, great heist movie, also best actor
Sneakers,
on the planet, in my opinion.
Snatch.
Sneakers, great heist
All
movie.
The
so
oceans.
Many good heist movies. Did you guys see American Animals about the
I read the book too. Yeah, it's good.
In at Transylvania University, Wes's dad's alma
mater.
Yeah,
they stole the book. Yeah.
You've been telling me to watch that one for a while.
There you go, watch that one. That one's good.
Yeah.
One of the tensest films I've ever seen. Okay, so which might have been the situation on Easter Sunday when an unholy heist went down. Guys, $30 million of cash. In perhaps the largest heist in Los Angeles history, which make it LA history for cash, was stolen from a Garda World facility, okay, in the San Fernando Valley, LA suburb. And they don't know where these guys are.
Wait, so a Garda World facility is that where the armored cars go? It's like an armored car hub?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. They don't know who stole the money quite yet. They don't know that. But I did a little digging, guys. And Garda World is like that. It's they call themselves end-to-end cash management services, right?
It's like Brinks. Brinks,
it's like Brinks, but there's something weird about it, y'all. Okay, I got the address and I was looking around on Google Maps. I was doing this Google Street View, like, how did these guys get into this place? I'm interested, right? And then I was like, let me just Google the business name instead of the address. And here's what came up, guys. This is the Google page. That's a photo added to the Google business page by the owner. What do you see?
That's an advertisement for criminals.
100 yeah. fucking percent. That's an advertiser for Skittles. Some really
cash counters putting cash in bags.
A small woman of color and a geriatric lady yeah. cashing about $40 million
it's
in
not
cash.
Not an armored guard in sight.
No weaponry in sight.
Yep, yeah. And that's a photo added to the Google business page by owner. Guys, here's another issue. Okay. They have the hours for Gardaworld, guys, and Gardaworld is open 24 hours a day. Somehow still got robbed. But you can see when it's busy and not busy. And the heist was not discovered until 4:30 a.m. the next morning, even though that there was someone there 24 hours, presumably a day. It was Easter Sunday, so it was lightly staffed. But you can see right there, guys, 3 a.m., not usually busy at Gardaworld. Why the fuck you would have that on a building that's holding $30 million
in cash? We have shift changes here and here.
Here and here, guys. Here's another thing. You'd expect, right? Like, we grew up in Northern Virginia. There's lots of unmarked buildings there, right? Buildings that if you went on Google Maps, there's no address. But by no means are you going to be able to get that little Google Map walk around man anywhere near that building, right? Mm-hmm. Not the case with Gardaworld. This is the image that pops up. You're in the Gardaworld parking lot right there, guys, on the Google Maps.
That looks very breakable and notable.
It like, looks very break-inable, guys.
Yeah, it's very breakable.
It's just some office building with $30 million
there's
cash.
No, there's no way you wouldn't want to rob that.
You'd rob it, dude.
There's no fence around it, nothing.
No, bro, you can pull right fucking up. Okay, so it occurred Sunday night, right, Easter Sunday. And the thieves were able to get into the building and into the safe where the money was stored. I guess they tried to get in on the roof initially, but they probably blew a hole in the side of the building, as evidenced by this photograph of a hole in the wall covered up by plywood.
They didn't discover that for hours?
For hours, man. Not till the fucking morning. Yeah, it's crazy.
Remember, there's only three of them in there at that hour.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. Now, I guess I'm looking at reports here now. Someone might have gotten in on the roof, and then they probably busted through that part of the wall. I don't know.
To get out. Okay.
An alarm was triggered, but the alarm didn't go to the local police for some reason. That's about all we know. That's pretty much it. $30 million.
So unless it's like an obvious inside job with an employee, they're going to have a hard time finding these guys.
Great point, Will. That was a point brought up that not a lot of people would have known, right, that there was $30 million in cash there. I mean, like, it's just, it's too soft. Like, there's no reason $30 million should have been there. $30 million was obviously coming in, right, into this facility that's like a low rent Brinks, which is probably a huge amount of cash. And then someone was like, yo, Donnie. That's like a criminal name.
It could just be from all the marijuana businesses, you know?
It's a tempting job to want to steal from. I mean, I worked the vault at a Bank of America, and the only reason I didn't steal is because I have a fear of getting fucked in prison. But I mean,
you're unique in that way.
Yeah, that's just a fear of mine. But $30 million in cash, that place, that's tempting.
Yeah. So the company is Canadian, guys, and was actually one time owned by Nick Kroll's dad, or at least his holding company, because he's a multi-billionaire. A lot of people don't know that. This episode's full of fun facts, and I want to read you some of the Google reviews, guys. Marcus Lockhart gave Gardaworld 1-star review. How are you open 24 hours and got robbed for $30 million? How?
It's tough.
A good point. Anthony O'Hara says, excellent banking service, 5 stars. Helped me get $30 million to start my new business.
got him.
Anthony. He's going to get a knock on the door, though.
Yeah.
If Wallace McPherson, 1-star. They lost my package that contained $30 million in it. But they gave me 1 month credit of rent.
Got him.
And finally, guys, Anthony Freese, 1-star. Stop by to withdraw my $30 million from my account, only to be told a gentleman named Anthony O'Hara got it to start his new business.
He's commenting on Anthony Harris.
There's a couple of Anthony's having fun.
Anthony O'Hara's going to get a knock. Go back to the one before that. A lot of those guys had left reviews before. This guy's just getting his feet wet with review pranks.
He's brand new.
Second review ever.
Mm-hmm. That's jumping in. Guys, one question I had when I saw this is, how big is $30 million in cash? Okay, so let's break it down.
Not as big as you'd think.
Not as big as you think. So that right there is $20 million in cash. Okay, that's not the same. Mark, you can do the math here. $1 million weighs, that's it, 22 pounds.
So times 30, what's that, 660 pounds?
Yeah, so you could put it in a pickup truck. The size and length and width of if in a $100 bill.
Leon Lett got caught with over 600 pounds of weed twice in a van. I mean, you can easily get 660 pounds in a vehicle. Right, but I'm saying, yeah, that's hard to lift, but I'm saying it's not that big in size. Like, if you put it in three different bags, 200-pound bags, you can get it in pretty much any vehicle you want.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, if you stacked 20 million from floor to ceiling, it'd be 8.3 feet tall. So, yeah, I mean, they could have just used a fucking van.
Right, easily.
That's probably what they did. Anyway, guys, that's awesome. Good for those folks. A lot of experts saying they're not going to be able to spend it because the bills were probably numbered.
Probably not a Garter World. Well, what you can do is go to a bunch of different casinos and do like $100,000 here, $100,000 there, and you know, like $100,000 in chips, please. Then play one hand of blackjack, and then I'd like to cash out 99,500 in chips, please.
That loophole has mostly been closed, Mark. Suspicious activity report.
Suspicious. There's ways.
Crypto. Get out of there. Crypto, yeah. Tell a friend about the show and have a great fucking weekend.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
That's a little rough, right? No.